Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today I want to continue our discussion on getting your message to land. Now, yesterday we talked about all the challenges involved in getting your message across to people. And the big one is that people just don't have the attention span that they did even a few years ago. And it has to do with social media. It has to do with sound bites. But basically, there's just so much coming at us from a media standpoint. There's so many screens that we're in front of. There's so many things that we're listening to. It's just hard to get people to stand up and pay attention to what you're saying. And one of the most effective ways to get people listen is through stories. Because people are naturally drawn to a good story. And when you need to make an acknowledgement, when you need to convince people to see your point of view, a great way to get them to just begin to listen is through a compelling story. And hopefully it's a story that has relevance to the message that you're trying to deliver. And so once your story is out there, you've got your audience engaged. You have their attention. And then you're able to transition to the content that you want to deliver. But that transition also is a critical part, because that transition should succeed in really tying your opening or your story to the points that you want to make. So think about how you can get more effective in doing this. Just think about some stories that you know, things that you have that have happened to you. Sometimes the more personal they are, the better they are. But the problem that a lot of people have with stories is they don't get to the point quickly enough. They start to meander. They get out of sequence. So if you are going to use a story, make sure it's something that you've spent some time working through. You have a good idea of where it goes. And obviously make sure it ties into whatever concept you're talking about. But from my experience, there's no better way to get people to listen to something you're talking about than to begin with a very strong story that ties into the content or the relevance of where you're going. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link. Suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on iTunes or Stitcher to get onto the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about delivering your message in a memorable format. But for today, think about stories as a way to get people's attention, as a way to get them to sit up and listen to what you're saying. And all you want to do is have some stories in your back pocket, be ready to go, have them rehearsed ahead of time so that it makes sense, it's compelling, and it's impactful.